Chapter 1. Day 142 of being friend-zoned. Send rations. Russell Hart stifled a groan when Abby twisted on his lap to call out a drink order to the passing waiter, adding a smile that would no doubt earn her a martini on the house. Every time their six-person supergroup hung out, which was starting to become a nightly affair, Russell advanced into a newer, more vicious circle of hell. Tonight, however, he was pretty sure he'd meet the devil himself. They were at the Longshoremen, celebrating the 4th of July, which presented more than one precious little clusterfuck. One, the holiday meant the bar was packed full of tipsy Manhattanites, creating a shortage of chairs, hence Abby parking herself right on top of his dick. Two, it put the usually conservative Abby in ass-hugging shorts and one of those tops that tied at the back of her neck. 6 months ago, he would have called it a shirt, but his two best friends had fallen down the relationship rabbit hole, putting him in the vicinity of excessive chick talk. So now it was a halter top. What he wouldn't give to erase that knowledge. During their first round of drinks, he'd become a believer in breathing exercises. Until he'd noticed these tiny, blonde curls at Abby's nape, curls he'd never seen before. And some fucking how, those sun-kissed curls were what had nudged him from semi-erect to full-scale Washington Monument status. The hair on the rest of her head was like a warm milk chocolate color. So where did those little curls come from? Those detrimental musings had led Russell questioning what else he didn't know about Abby. What color was everything else? Did she have freckles? Where? Russell would not be finding out. Ever. And not just because he was sitting in the friend zone with his dick wedged against his stomach. Not an easy maneuver. So she wouldn't feel it. No. There was more to it. His friends, Ben and Lewis, were well aware of those reasons, which accounted for the half-sympathetic, half-needling looks they were sending him from across the table, respective girlfriends perched on their laps. The jerks. Abby was off limits, not because she was taken, thank Christ, or because someone had verbally forbidden him from pursuing her. That wasn't it. Russell had taken a long time trying to find a suitable explanation for why he didn't just get the girl alone one night and make his move. Explained to her that men like him weren't suitable friends for wide-eyed debutantes and give her a demonstration of the alternative. It went like this. Abby was like an expensive package that had been delivered to him by mistake. Someone at the post office had screwed the pooch and dropped off the shiniest, most beautiful creation on his queen's doorstep and driven away, laughing maniacally. Russell wasn't falling for the trick, though. Someone would claim the package eventually. They would chuckle over the obvious mistake and take Abby away from him because, really, he had no business being the one whose lap she chose to sit on. No business whatsoever. But while he was in possession of the package, as much as he'd allow himself to be in possession anyway, he would guard her with his life. He would make sure that when someone realized the cosmic error that had occurred, the one that had made him Abby's friend and confidant, she would be sweet and undamaged just as she'd been on arrival. Unfortunately, the package didn't seem content to let him stand guard from a distance. She innocently beckoned him back every time he managed to put an inch of space between them. Russell had lost count of the times Abby had fallen asleep on him while the supergroup watched a movie, drank margaritas on the girls' building's rooftop, driven home in cabs. She was entirely too comfortable around him, considering he saluted against his fly every time they were in the same room. "Why so quiet, Russell?" Lewis asked, his grin turning to a wince as his actress girlfriend, Roxy, elbowed him in the ribs. Yeah, everyone at the damn table knew he had a major thing.